that is probably somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people, you can call me your majesty. Keep your battery charged, he know it won't stick, yo. And it's not his fault you kick slow. Should've let your trick hold, chick hold your sick glow. Plus nobody couldn't do nothing once he let the brick go. And you know I know, that's a bunch of snow. The beat is so butter, peep the slow cutter as he utter the calm flow. Don't talk about my mom, yo. Sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie, hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy, spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses. Shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses. And show him what they know not through flows of hot molasses. Do it like the robot to head spin to boogaloo. Took a few minutes to convince the average boogaloo. It's ugly, like look at you, it's a damn shame. Just remember all caps when you spell the man name. Like a poet, like baby doll. I bet she tried to say she gave me her all. She played ball. All bets off, the villain got the dice rigged. And they say he accosted the man with the sliced wig. Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. In this pesky nation, he got the best con flowing. The pot doubles, now they really got troubles. Madman never go like snot bubbles.
Hello all, welcome to Hour to Kill. This is Isaac and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard, obviously, Supervillain theme, the intro, and then all caps, both by Mad Villain, both off Mad Villainy. I have a special guest here in the studio. I gotta make sure the mic's going.
What's up, everybody?
This is, introduce yourself, play the show.
This is Harrison, big MF Doom fan, so happy to walk into the studio hearing that.
Yeah, the show before, also they were complimentary of the MF Doom.
Yeah, I heard All Caps came on Shuffle a couple days ago, and I just had this instinctive urge to tweet that, like, All Caps is one of those songs that I've probably heard 1,000 times, but every time I hear it, I'm like, there's a reason why it's that good.
There's a bunch of MF Doom songs where it'll just kind of come up on Shuffle, and I'm like, realize, like, oh wait, I know this now. Yeah. Like, when I first listening, it felt more incomprehensible. It's like, oh, so many layers of rhymes, but now it's like, it's much more familiar. I don't know.
Easy to get lost in that.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. We got an interesting show. It's gonna be pretty freeform today, I think. Usually I have a very, like, set out what I'm gonna do in advance. Mm-hmm. Set the set list, set when I'm going to talk, whatever. Now it's just kind of all thrown into one master playlist. I know you have some stuff you're going to...
Yeah, I think I have a couple of songs that I could add. So, I'm trying to add some structure to my show. Funny that you talk about this. I feel like I'm a little bit too freeform. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be experimenting with some new formats, trying to get some more grounding to the whole thing.
And could you let the people know when your show is?
Oh, yeah.
If they're not familiar.
I'm on Stranger Waves, which is Mondays at 1 p.m. So, I play a lot of 70s music, a lot of rock, folk, and funk. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you were listening earlier today, you caught this man on the airwaves.
And the best three-hour block of college radio.
Absolutely. Monday, really, just a fantastic day.
Killer day.
Can't really go wrong. All right. Right now, this is Letter from Yokosuka by Nuhabes. It's background music. And then I got Amherst Station by West Side Gun.
Let's go.
And then Award Tour. A Tribe Called Quest, and then you'll hear us again. But for now, I'm going to fade out for the sweet sounds of West Side Gun Kid ad-libs.
Hey, yo, it's West Side Pootie, and stop copying off my daddy. Money don't make you fly, God. God is the greatest, and y'all still broke. This is Griselda.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda.
The acumen letting me flip the strings in the Witherspoons, please. Back to show a white man, collecting back to back beaming now. So you the clutch take nothing. I hit roof and tell Kyoka me to sack the old group. Niggas violate, kill a social code crew. Hit the groove after play the poor had to fix jewels. You ever spit dough money on a jet cruise? She like you used to fuck Stephanie and Bennett. So what? I was the flyest in all I had on the bitches. Clocks have half down the kid where it's running from his with me. The fucking Mr. Wiggins caught me slipping. Damn. Catch me at the Amherst station.
Like I do, baby.
What makes me think of you?
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of Dolo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
Some said Quest was whack, but now is that the case? I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like Kryptonite and Superman. So Shahid come in with the sugar cut. Spike draws my name, but on stage call me Dynamut. When was the last time you heard the fight for sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in Quest. Sit back, relax, get up out the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that ass. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I run with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Niggas know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a whole besides Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss it, makes me laugh. With my track record longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
Alright, what's up, y'all? That was War Tour, Tribe Called Quest.
You remember when Logic stole the voicemail bit from this album for his album?
You know what? I haven't listened to Logic enough to...
I used to, like, when I was in high school, that those first two, the first two Logic albums I thought were really good. But he steals the bit from Midnight Marauders of, like, the voicemails at the end of tracks, like, literally verbatim for Under Pressure. It's absurd.
That's the one that people, like.
It's a good album.
It? Yeah,
It's like, insanely derivative, but it's got, like, two or three still, like, that I think are good songs on there.
Probably one of those... I don't have a good great example of this, but it's happened more with movies than albums. But I'll get into something and I'll be like, this is great. And then you see more things and you're like, yeah. Oh, 50% of this is referencing other things. And that's...
It was definitely like one of the early stepping stones for me getting really into rap. And then like he came out with the 1-800 song and, and I was like, this feels... Something about this feels... I'm offended by this.
All right. Well, you just said during the break you wanted to talk ball while we're here.
Oh, let's talk
that's
ball.
That's part of why I wanted you on here. So we got some big news in the NBA recently. Furkan Korkmaz wants to try...
I got a notification for this on Bleacher Report, and I was like, did I turn on notifications for the Sixers at some point? Because
no, but there has been a real trade. Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
I just have inside NBA sources letting me know right now. Breaking news, Kyrie Irving.
Has been traded.
It's
a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah.
Listen, I think the trade ends up in two ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Option A, Kyrie goes, he's good, re-signs with Dallas, and you get a good player. Because he's looking for like a 3-year deal, right? So you lock him up for 3 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he gets his act together somewhat and becomes a better teammate.
Yeah.
Option two, and this is the one that I think is way more likely, Kyrie leaves, tests free agency in the offseason, gets a bigger contract from somewhere else, and because he's Kyrie, he's going to chase the bag.
Yeah.
And then the problem is the Mavs gave up, like, really good depth players. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not individually great, but on that Mavs roster, they're pretty important.
Well, you look at the team that made the conference finals last year, Finney Smith, Dinwiddie, were like, what, the third and fourth best players
yes.
on that team?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that Kyrie, I mean, he's more of a Brunson replacement than anything. Like, he still
yeah.
makes them probably on the whole better, but right now, they're like, they have no depth. They're giving, like, I've seen Mavs fans complaining so much about their depth before this, and
this
they've now traded
anything.
Away like their only 3-and-D player.
Yeah.
And like their bench ball handler.
I don't know, man. I was watching a Bill Walton called game tonight, which was
he
a
talking
treat.
About the trade?
He did, but I really liked how he talked about Kyrie because he wasn't just dunking on him like mm-hmm. a lot of the other media was. He just said, like, listen, this is a team game, and like I get people have strong personal beliefs, but like at a certain point you gotta think about your organization, you got to think about your teammates, you got to think about how your actions directly impact the people around you. And he says, like, listen, this is a fresh start for Kyrie, and I hope he takes it as such and tries to, like, work on that. He didn't, you know, and I appreciated that it wasn't just needless dunking. It was all very reasoned criticism, and I don't think anybody's going to disagree with anything Bill Walton had to say there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think there's so much of a perception of players once they get past a certain point in their career, past a certain age, that they're incapable of change, basically. That you are who you are. And then that changes all the time, and then it's treated... I mean, not to discredit players who like transition to being role players after being stars or whatever, who shift in attitude.
Yeah.
But it does get treated as like a... like magic, like as a big story every time it happens, but it's pretty regular at this point. Players can add things to their game after they've been in the league for years. It's like... I feel like we just get... It kind of ties into the whole not seeing athletes as people thing of just, like,
yeah.
discourse around them, talking about them, becomes so limited and becomes so, like, what the trope is of
it's
what
just,
this kind of person is.
It's just crazy how I think most people think of Kyrie Irving now. Mm-hmm. And, like, the last 2 years, I think, have really, really colored him in a certain light.
Yeah.
Because they were showing a clip of him hitting that 3 over Curry in game 7 and then like the Cavs winning and him just like breaking down on the court, and I was like, I remember watching that, and just it brought me back to how I thought about Kyrie when he was like brand new in the league and just absolutely insane, and just how it's changed. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, he's not, he didn't have many, there wasn't a reason to hate him at that point.
No one,
he was one of the, from what I remember, most like generally well liked players. He had a style of play that people generally tend to like.
Yeah.
Like, kind of flashy. Not kind of flashy.
Good
flashy
handles.
ISO scores. Great handles.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff... It's weird to say this now because he's now said so many other things that are not really defensible, but there are some things that the media would get on him for. Stuff about... especially this would happen with, like, religion or, like, personal beliefs mm-hmm. or, like, Native American ancestry or whatever, where he'd get people on his back for things that did not seem fair at all. But then he's also said enough stupid things now where it's kind of balanced.
And I think it's upsetting because then he'll go and he'll do something like actually problematic, and mm-hmm. then you get all these people who are like, oh, this is just the media dogging on Kyrie again. And it's kind of like a boy who cried wolf situation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because especially with like the anti-Semitic film and stuff, like, you know, whatever. Do I think he's actually anti-Semite? No, I think Kyrie is an idiot. But the way that that whole thing played out, I think, spoke volumes about the media treatment of Kyrie prior to that, and then how you get these fanboys who just horse blinders.
The timing of that whole thing with Kanye as well was really just a rough time to be on the internet reading comment sections.
Dude, imagine being a Jewish Kanye fan.
That's got to be rough.
I don't know. It's honestly good because I'm listening to like more music.
Yeah, it's been much easier to not listen to Kanye than I thought it would be.
I was at Amy's a couple days ago, and she like had her playlist going, and Gold Digger came on, and I removed all of Kanye's music from my phone like 2 or 3 months ago, mm-hmm. and it came on, and I was just like, wow, that is. Normally I hear this song so frequently, and I have completely forgotten about him.
No, I've just, I don't know. Some of it is like what you said. I think my music taste in general. It's not that I dislike artists I like in high school or whatever, but it's just sort of a larger like amount of artists I can pull from, even if nothing's, I wouldn't call myself super underground or whatever, like, but
bro, you played an MF Doom track. You're so underground. What are you talking about?
No one's doing it like that. No one at Tufts University listens to MF Doom. I don't know what you're talking about. Or Griselda.
You ever hear of this little R&B artist named Steve Lacy?
Grammy winning. We got here really quick. Do you have a hot Grammys take to throw on for us?
Oh boy, I find
putting
it
you on the spot.
Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album. I'm not kidding.
That's a funnier,
for the transphobic one.
That's a funnier joke than anything in that special.
Exactly. No. My hot Grammy take is that Willie Nelson quietly won 2 Grammys.
Oh yeah, I saw something about like
good for Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson won and we're great. I was looking at the results. I kind of gave up halfway through. I skimmed them at one point. Ozzy Osbourne won 2.
He just announced he's fully retiring, and like I'm happy for him. Get some rest, bro. But
Ozzy Osbourne or Willie Nelson?
Ozzy Osbourne. Okay. He canceled his European tour. He's like, I can't do this anymore. Which he probably should have done 10 years ago. But
yeah, fair on him. I was just more like, there's no way that he is the best metal artist of. No. Whatever, yeah, 2022.
I will say the two awards that actually made my blood boil was Harry Styles winning Best Album of the Year. Because I feel like that album came out, and then even mega fans of Harry Styles were like, yeah, this isn't his best.
That's one of the more baffling, like,
right?
From a like group that no one really, I think at this point, is like, this
I thought
is
Beyonce
usually the
had
right
it
engine.
As a lock, honestly.
Everyone thought that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even like,
I thought I was misreading it this morning. I was like, that's weird. And then number 2 is the Kim Petras and Sam Smith
song.
I
didn't look at the competitors in that category, and all of them are some, in my individual opinion, some turds.
I agree.
But Kim Petras and Sam Smith
really
is a fascinating choice to give an award to. Anyway, so that was our ball top, our Kyrie talk. A little bit of
by the
talk.
Way, go Birds.
Oh, he's
go Birds.
Go Birds.
Right. I hate Philadelphia, but if the Eagles lose the Super Bowl, it's going to be hilarious. It is their game to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say.
All right. Well, next up, we got a song from one of the most acclaimed singer-songwriters of all time. One that is loved by many and listened to by others. That's up next. We got a few more after that. I'll give you the rundown afterwards.
I got a great story about this artist after this track.
All right.
Temporary secretary. will rarely be where till late at night. I need a She can be a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Stay on the right track.
She can be a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Passenger. I got them scavenger. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
I'm going off Ferrari. I'm hugging that carpet. I never say sorry. Put some dope in the cup. Go and order the truck. Cause the Bentley is coming. The end of my sleeve is on plain Jane. Sipping Goldino on the plane, man. Most of my nigga, they gang bang. Switching my skin on my name brand. Switching my skin on my name brand. Kill your future Pacino. These bitches, they treat me like Margo and Tito. Go ask your name, I'm a man, I'm amigo. When that dope ain't got cut on, they call it Gambino. I know a lingo and out of the Rio. I know a P, I got more chain than Dion. I don't wanna put all them birds in the neon. I made your little brother hang out the window. I had a shooting up the block like a chulo. I wake up every day like I take photos. I pull up in that new car in this photo. I had that mouth in the house on the Lolo. I gotta stay and put up like it's polo. I got that mojo, I'm mojo. You bozo, you nigga, that no-no. None of this money, it matter. All of my niggas, they matter. I told you I got all the problems that come with this money. It's a fuck. I fuck all the nonsense. I sip on that drink and it's muddy. I'm cruising the street with a 30. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. I swerve on your passenger. I got them scavenger. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
My style for muddy, my style for muddy, my style for muddy. Your bitch that my buddy, your bitch that my buddy, your bitch she some cutter. I'ma hustle for mine, I'ma get out and grind, cause I know I deserve. And I know how to work. And I know I ain't perfect. And I know I ain't perfect. By whatever I purchase. And I'm ready to turn up on your head. I'm fucking all, I ain't nervous. I don't be studying these lane lanes. I'm just gonna fuck on they main thing. Money is what I'm gonna obtain. Bitch, you can fuck on my main man. If you ain't that loud, I can spell it as octane. I hit the block when them blocks came. I talk the rock like a big and dang. Jigga my nigga, I'm switching lines. Back of the maybe out my windows and curtains up. Got the bands and I ran it away up. And these niggas, they never played up. Fuck these niggas, they never complain. None of this money, it matter. All of my niggas, they matter. I told you I got all the problems that come with this money, it's a fuck. I fuck all the nonsense. I sip on that drink and it's murder. I'm cruising the street with a 30. It's the good, the bad, and ugly. I swerve on your passenger. I got them scavenger. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic. I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
I got them diamonds like Africa. I got to blow on the one for the traffic.
I swear.
What we're living in, let me tell ya. And it's a world that a man can eat at all. When things are big that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will be.
try me. Kill me up. Kill me up.
We're back. That was Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney, Diamonds from Africa by Future, Virtual Insanity from by Jamiroquai, which is having a bit of a moment right now due to the television series Family Guy riffing on that that music video like 10 years ago.
And the clip's just now circulating for some reason.
Oh, and also Stop Breathing by Playboi Carti.
Of course.
Did you have a Paul McCartney anecdote to share?
Oh, yeah. Just really briefly. Paul and John's relationship, I don't know that much about the Beatles, but I do know about this. After they broke up, they kind of had like a playful rivalry for the rest of the time that John was alive. And so he had this interview. He was doing an interview with like some big radio station or magazine or whatever. And he's asked about Paul McCartney, and he basically says, all Paul does is write silly little love songs. I don't think that was the actual wordage they used, but whatever. So Paul is like, okay. And he decides, I'm going to write one of the catchiest pop songs of all time. I'm going to take what John said. And then John heard it and was like, fair play. Good job.
Nice little story of rivalry bringing the best out of two musicians, both in their relative flop eras.
I'm going to be honest. Rivalry did not bring out the best in John Lennon. It was a sharp decline after the White Album.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not really a good depiction of how those two... George Harrison was doing good, though.
Love musically. All Things Must Pass, man. I love George Harrison.
Anytime I talk about the Beatles, I have to preface, like... I feel like it's one of those things where, for past generations especially, if you were, like, a music nerd or music journalist or whatever, that was like your first step. Yeah. Was you learned everything about the Beatles and then you went from there. If you hated them, then you hated on that, but that was still a base. And now it's like, I don't really need to know what the recording process was.
Listen, if you
some of that has been lost to
if
time.
You feel if you the Beatles are your favorite band of all time, good for you. If you excessively hate on the Beatles, though, I'm like, you're just doing that. I don't think you can actually hate their music.
That's where I'm at, where I get the impulse to is kind of, especially now, because it's not like you're pushing back against the Beatles in like the 70s or something, where pop music at the time is still trying to rip them off largely, like to some extent.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's just so past now that if you think that makes you look kind of edgy or an outsider or whatever, it's not really...
No, I've literally met people really who have been like, Revolver's a bad album. Not Revolver's not for me. It's a little weird. No, just like, Revolver sucks. I'm like, why do you think this? And it's like, oh, because I want to be a contrarian. I just want to be able to say that.
Yeah, there's plenty... And it's like... Again, there's plenty of Beatles stuff. Like, again, it's... Some of the early psychedelic whatever, I could get if someone listens to that and they're like, well, this doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
That's like, fine. But to... Yeah. There's a lot of contrarians out there, and it applies to not just the Beatles. There's a lot of stuff. I can respect a contrarian who can back up what they're saying. A little bit.
Listen, I'm a hater. 100%. I own that. But I think I can back myself up most times. I don't try to hate things just blindly because it's cool or whatever.
I'm also not someone who gets super defensive about artists I like.
No,
like,
me neither.
It's really, it is not a personal thing.
Dude, being
so just say what you feel, basically.
Being a deadhead is a practice in just, oh, I get this isn't for you. like, I can't get upset, man. Like, I just, you know? So I've gotten really good at just being like, I understand.
All right. Up next, we got a couple. I'll just play this next. How do you describe it? This from model, actress,
it's guard. It's like, I'm going to take Fantano's words out of his mouth, which I often don't do. Danceable post-punk.
Okay.
They have an album coming out end of February that I'm all of a sudden really excited for, because this is like the only stuff they've released up until this point. Super good. Very much like, I don't want to say, it's not LCE Sound System. It's closer to like, I don't know. You'll see. It's good. All right.
We got that, and then after that, Guided by Voices and The Jam, and then you'll hear from us again.
Sounds good.
Sightlines passing gates, their incoming and fade. I'm pressed against the glass, as close as I can take. And the colors are smeared, turning breath into frost, as the ground falls in to a pillar of smoke. At the cross and the guards that lay, there's no hands left to take. So grab me by the teeth and whisper it to me. Keep saying you don't, you don't, you don't, you don't have to submit, 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 submit yourself to it. Linen, wire, cloth, steel, release it all and go back to running from it. Yeah, feel the rain, the steam and steam pulled away from under me. And the shadow I throw, strove in against the wall. Boy, what's wrong with you? Go ahead and grind me into a pulp. At the crossing guards that lay, there's no hands left to take. So grab me by the teeth and whisper it to me. Keep saying you don't, you don't, you don't, you don't have to submit, 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 submit yourself to it. Linen, wire, cloth, steel, release it all. Yeah, and let it get away from me now. Like German artist Stephanie pulled away from under me. Thank you.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household object. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Harrison. Coming in with the classic, the canonical PSA.
You know, that's the first time I've ever read that. I always get my guests to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I either do the Willie Nelson I like smoking weed PSA or
oh yeah
this one.
Oh wait, I never used the like pre-saved ones. I feel like that's fun. A real missed opportunity.
They're fun.
But yeah, that's
there's an that... Alec Baldwin one.
Is it about gun safety?
I wish. it's about fur, I think. I think it's a PETA.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
PETA. Yeah, that's it. PETA. No, we're not gonna. They do it.
Sorry.
Family Guy, I love that they've gone on for so long now that they've done any possible, like, they've done that bit by now.
Oh, 100%.
They did that joke of Lois was talking about PETA, and Peter was like, why are you talking to me? And it goes on for, like, 2 minutes. That's just there's no joke you could possibly make with those characters that wasn't made at some point.
True.
I wonder how it feels to be a writer on, like, The Simpsons or Family Guy. Like, yeah, right
you're
now.
Just you're just a manatee who pushes colored balls into tubes, and then it generates the scripts for you.
I was looking to watch that South Park episode the other day. That's one of the ones that got removed from streaming, because it shows they depict the Prophet Muhammad, which is the thing they're making fun of in the...
I just saw one where an anti-smoking group comes to the school and they're so bad. Then they're like, "Then like, if you want to be like us, don't smoke." And then it just hard cuts the four kids out back railing a pack of Marlboro Reds.
That's a good, because that's the impression most of those anti-smoker. Yeah.
The amount of drug users that Dare created is hilarious.
It reached a point of. You see, like, we were on some road trip. I can't remember where we were. We were in, like, Wyoming or something. I don't know. Nevada, maybe. And there was a, like, street sign. And on the street sign, because it's, like, by a school, it had, like, a Dare thing. It was, like, black. And it said Dare. And it's, like, a Dare zone. Dare not to do drugs. And it's, like, at this point in time, culturally, that just kind of looks cool now.
I met someone who won a Dare teddy bear for, like, a school contest when they were in sixth grade. They turned it into a stash jar. You know how hard that went?
Look, I don't... We don't condone drug use on the show. We at WMFO do not endorse or consume drugs.
No, we do not.
We also got to make sure that we play some music. We don't have too much time left before... I'm forgetting the name of the show, unfortunately. Some wonderful, talented DJs come in here.
Well, I'll just plug myself in case I don't speak again. Stranger Waves, 1 p.m. Mondays. Play a lot of good stuff. Come check it out.
Nice.
So thankful to be brought on by...
Yeah,
Isaac.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I think we might be able to talk one more time. I don't know. This is Nowhere Man by the Beatles. So we were talking about him.
Real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. Like you and me. Nowhere man,
For you before you Spencer on ice in New York City.